I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth talks with longtime Falmouth resident Greg Watson, a former Massachusetts Commissioner of Agriculture, about the future of local food and his insights from a recent trip to Cuba.
After the Cold War, Cuba was forced to grapple with an agricultural crisis when their industrial system suddenly lost access to chemical fertilizers, fossil fuels, and pesticides. In 2014, MDAR commissioner at the time, Greg Watson, traveled to Cuba to study the takeaways from this country's reluctant experiment.
The interesting thing about the Cuba experience and food and agriculture was that it was initiated totally out of necessity. It wasn't a protest against anything. It wasn't a statement. It wasn't ideology. If we don't do something, if we don't figure out how we can grow good, nutritious food without chemical fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, we're starving. And they, you know, the average Cuban at that time was losing about 15 or 20 pounds.
This decade is called the special period in Cuba. During this time, the country lost roughly 80% of both imports and exports. Oil imports dropped to 10% of pre-1991 levels in a country that had previously relied heavily on fossil fuels, especially for transportation and agriculture.
You look at Havana, most people were living in cities. Most of the agricultural land, similar to what we have here, was like in the west tip, right, 2 hours away. And since there was very little fossil fuel for transportation, they said, we've got to grow near where people eat.
During the first several years, there were widespread food shortages. But little by little, people started experimenting. And in 1993, a small group of Australians came to help teach permaculture, a kind of sustainable agriculture that uses a lot less energy. The concept started to spread, and the Cuban government ended up mandating organic practices.
And so we wanted to see what was happening there. And it was, I guess, not a big surprise that from a technique perspective, they weren't doing a whole lot different. I mean, you know, they were composting, they were vermiculture, worms, they were doing permaculture. They were putting it all together. That was one of the big things. But they also had structures like cooperatives, and they were small holdings for the most part.
Whether or not the experiment is considered a complete success is still up for debate. Some statistics suggest Cuba still imports roughly 80% of its food. Others say 50% of the produce consumed in Havana comes from inside the city, and that more rural areas are able to produce 80 or 100% of the produce they eat themselves. The overall takeaways indicate that it's a challenge in Cuba to produce enough meat, milk, and grains, but that fruit and vegetable production has been very successful. Studies also show that after Hurricane Ike in 2008, the island's small, diversified farms suffered fewer losses and recovered faster than Cuban monoculture farms. And Greg says his visit showed there were also social benefits.
They were growing food everywhere, and people were clearly empowered by it. And if you look at the literature over time, what you see is a lot of people writing glowing things about, you know, the agroecology movement, a lot of them from the U.S. But then if you look at the Cubans writing, they fully embraced it. You'd read some of the Cuban articles and you would think you were reading Wendell Berry or Rachel Carson, because they connected the local agroecology food system to certainly meeting the nutritional needs, but also improving the environment and creating a sense of dignity and equity.
Greg Watson believes that in this time, with the world facing growing environmental, economic, and social upheaval, Cuba has a lot to teach.
People often ask me, when will local or small farming or urban farming systems become economical? And my response is, they already are. We don't have the right system that acknowledges all the benefits, right? And so we don't value many of the pieces of local agriculture that fall between the cracks. So therefore, we say they aren't economical.
I looked up the definitions of economical. One is cheap or giving good value. The other is careful not to waste or using no more than necessary. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Following his trip to Cuba, former Massachusetts Commissioner of Agriculture Greg Watson founded the Cuba-U.S. Agroecology Network to create an exchange between Cuban small farmers and U.S. farmers interested in sustainable agriculture. You can learn more about that on our website at capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.